Damn it.
All right.
What's up, player?
What's going on, player? As you grab the bottom of your shorts.
Excuse me.
Ben grabbed the bottom of the shorts.
You lean
two
over.
Times up, two times up the court, gas before it like he's flying in Denver.
That's right.
Altitude got him.
Man that dancer. Altitude got him. Man dancer can be rough. All right. Week before Thanksgiving. This is it. Yeah. All right. Dominique.
Yes.
Cat Williams arrested again? What is wrong with you comics?
Nah, Tom. Sometimes you gotta start separating us from look, Tom, you gotta start separating us from the crime sometimes, Tom. We all got little mental issues, but I mean he gotta show enough Napoleon complex. Usually they say you can take your pain out on the stage, but good, he gonna have to go work his little muscles at the gym. He too angry.
Why is the comic so angry?
Always wanting to fight somebody to prove, I guess prove he not know. I might be little, but it don't matter no more. We know you represent yours. He just need to stop going to the club. Sometimes you just got to go do your show and go home. That afterwards socializing, It becomes a bit much. And once you get in your 40s and stuff, Tom, you got to know when to say, where my ride at? I don't need to drink nothing, smoke nothing. Where's my ride? Because if I stay here, I'm going to hit somebody upside their head. When I was on stage, I spotted a few people I would hit for no apparent reason at all.
This is when you're over 40.
When you turn
40,
you can't still be fighting. You got to have a reason to fight when you get over 40. Somebody tried to kill me. They done harm my family. You can't just be all out trying to be bout it, you know? You can't be like what the kids say, Tom, bout that life. That's what the kids say. You got to get a different path because the older you get, your mortality further and further and further in jeopardy. And hitting people over the head gonna get you a sure enough 6 to 9 viewing. You keep it up. Next thing you know, you gonna be laid up there with people talking about he was a good guy, but somewhere it looked like he lost his way. That's what my grandmother say. He lost his way. I don't know. We just gotta pray for him. I mean, I guess he living out his character. He gonna end up with see what it's like to be a girlfriend in jail. He keep it up.
Cat Williams.
A mug shot. I mean, I heard of a head shot, but all his shots mug shot.
Cat Williams.
He in a bad way. He just little, and I guess when you small like that, Tom, it must be hard to be a little man like that.
All right, now, okay. Well, let's take it a step further. Robert De Niro, is he a short man?
Yeah, but he a different kind of short man.
Okay, so Robert De Niro is at a party.
Is he very short?
He's average.
No, he's not that
short. He's average height. Yeah, okay, I don't think he's very short.
Well, anyway, Robert De Niro's at a party with Jay-Z. And Jay-Z goes over to Robert De Niro at the party to say hello. And Robert De Niro says, don't come over here and say hello to me. I tried to call you 5 times. You wouldn't return my call. You are rude, Jay-Z. Now get away from me.
Yeah, that's a little rude, you know, and then you know
Robert De Niro called you 5 times. You can't return Robert De Niro's call.
I mean, you don't call a boss back, Tom. You got to know who to call back. This Bobby D, what are you doing, Jack? That's what we call him, Bobby D. This ain't Gucci Mane calling you. He act like this Gucci Mane or Waka Flocka or that. This a boss calling you. And you know, Tom, with all these ways of communicate, you couldn't text, send a tweet, send an email. I know Bobby D stepped to him like he drove up in a pink Cadillac after he told him not to buy nothing. He went Jimmy on him, Tom. He said, look at this. Take it back. I don't care whose name it is. Take it back. I know Bobby D say, look here, Jay, I was a young Vito Corleone. You got me twisted. You know, when people get older, you got to call people back once they get older. Because as soon as you see your grandparents, what's the first thing they say? I called you last month. Looked like you couldn't call me back. I've been calling you just to see how you out there fan now. So you know he getting older, so he took offense to that. Then you're going to insult the man and tell him, I'm not good with the cell phone. What? It's just some stuff you just don't do.
Take it back.
Huh?
Take it back, huh?
Yeah, you got to take it back.
This isn't Two Chainz calling you.
This ain't no Two Chainz. He better be glad Joe Pesci wasn't there, because he been in the trunk over Joe Pesci's mother house while they was in there eating dinner laughing at you.
Say, Waka Flocka calling you.
Say, Waka Flocka calling you.
Say, Waka Flocka calling you.
This is Robert De Niro. Bobby D, fool.
Bobby D, I don't like that flakiness, Eve. I didn't call you 6 times. You couldn't call me back. One, then Beyonce gonna get in. I know he got mad. Say, you need to tell her sit down. I'm not even talking to her. But she don't need to speak when grown men talking. We don't do that in the Italian community. You need to sit her down. Because I wasn't speaking to you, Beyonce. No. Yeah, I said he out of line on this. I mean, I know that you might say, well, you know Bobby D got a little bit of sensitive, but he the king of New York. This a real
For real.
Boss. For real. This a real.
He's not singing a song about it. He is the king.
And you take wives out, too. You see how he did Kern. Kern ran to realize, say, nah, I don't want no clothes. I'm going home. I'm going home. He's going to tell her, walk through that cut right there. Turn right there. He ain't doing right that time. That right. Was wrong, Tom. That wasn't right. Come on, Jay. You got to call Bobby D back. But at least Bobby D feel how Maury felt when he wouldn't give him that cut of the money. He see what Maury went through for him. When he didn't give Maury that cut of the money, Maury was like, I set the whole thing up, though.
All right, Tom and D, have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend.